Lives podcast, where your voice is more than a melody.
Join us in planting seeds in a growing field.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Able Voice Podcast with Haley and Kim.
Hello! In honor of this, our 10th episode, we wanted to celebrate with something special.
Yeah! We have decided to compile a bloopers episode for you. Yes, you heard that right, a bloopers episode. Hopefully this makes you laugh just as much as it did us.
Why would we decide to do this to ourselves? As music therapists, we learn to embrace the unconventional moments, the silly moments, the unexpected moments, and view them not as failures or distractions, but as opportunities to tap into our humanity.
So, we invite you to let loose with us during this episode because we are all in need of good laugh. Enjoy. Record.
And then I will turn off my AC. Wah, wah. Wah, wah. Wah, wah.
How have you learned... Sorry, Esther just shut the door. I'm going to kind of say something after the second door shuts. Okay. I'm just hoping we can't hear that at all. So how have you...
Maggie's freaking chomping on her food.
Maggie, I'm sorry. She's eating kibble.
Maggie.
I'm sorry. Oh, no. She's almost done. I'm just going to figure out. I'm so sorry. Crunch, crunch, crunch. I fed the dog, too, in the background. I'm so sorry, Haley.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm still recording right now, so hopefully we can use some of that for bloopers. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Could you hear the crunching, Haley? Sarah has worked with a variety of clientele, from infants, newcomers from a diverse background, people living with mental illness, and those living with dementia. Sarah sits on the Atlantic Association of Music Therapy and the... Gosh, dang it! All of it, we just, yeah. Hey, at least we have more blooper. Oh, no.
Kind of a loaded question.
Sure.
I don't know. What,
I think maybe just, because I was talking about the kiddos.
Yeah.
And introducing the concept of, saying hello as like a social
cue. Yeah.
I use one that it's kind of cute, really, and I learned it a long time ago when I worked in nurseries. And it just says, "The duck says quack and the cow says moo. The old red rooster says cock-a-doodle doo. The cat says meow and the train says choo-choo. But I say hello when I see you. Hello to so-and-so. Hello to so-and-so. It's really good to see you today."
Yeah.
And so basically I would acknowledge each child, but then as we grow in connection and familiarity.
We were reading a bit about you in your bio, and you've done a lot.
Just like a recognition of, like, we're all part of this world, you know? I really like Lord of the Rings, so I wrote down some quotes, and I think Sam.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl? The girl who has everything. Look at this trove. Treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are.
I do.
I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's the word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. COVID free, wish I could be part of that world. I'd give if I could live out of these waters.
Got nervous.
It's fine.
Let me do my thing.
Okay.
All right, it's fine. We're good.
We're good.
Deep breath.
Water.
Good call. Water.
Okay. It just gets suddenly really awkward when other people are watching you.
Sitting in the middle of a park.
Just randomly recording a podcast.
Podcast in the park.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Podcast in a Park. That's got to be a thing. Confident and competent in our job, but that also make up that professional identity. So things like, who do you want to work with? Who, how do you approach that? What's your model or your approach? So many elements that I think it sometimes takes us a while to discover. We are in school and we're learning all of these amazing models and these amazing approaches and things that we could be doing with our clients, but it's this whole new world of figuring out the exact niche and place that we want to put our energy that feels the closest to us.
It's this whole new world.
This whole new world.
This whole new world.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes. Take you under my wonder, over sideways and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming, a whole new world. A dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear. And now I'm in a whole new world with you.
And And similarly to that, you mentioned these elements of yourself that you're needing to kind of train to be able to fit into that structure, I suppose.
Into the microphone, yeah, talking into a dog.
There's a dog. I like dogs. That's a dog too.
And it's a rolling, rolling. Oh.
Okay. Bloopers intro, take 5,000.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Able Voice Podcast.
If you want to find more content like this, please subscribe to the podcast and follow us on social media at MTA Haley
and at MTA.Kimberly to get notified when new episodes become available.